I give you a tip out to have a church way back, not lately, something there they used to call it the campground. Where was that at? Way back in the
autumn. It wasn't the campground, but you know, it had an arbor back over there in them times. It had a brush arbor. We'd worship in at Sunday school. And a sanctified fella came here from Starksville, Mississippi. And they was preaching, and my dad used to say, sanctification. And my mother would say, not sanctification. He talked that way, Mr. Sanctified church. Well, they had an armor back over there then, that when they came in here, him and one
of the
That was way back too. You count up them years.
I'm interested in what you
and we go there.
And
they would preach in that church. Mm-hmm. And one of the preachers, one of them, he didn't, couldn't read a line in the Bible. You remember? I forget his name, and he could preach.
Is that right?
Well, you take most of the older people that I told you and we talking that they exalted what we call a preacher. In them times, and going from house to house, grandma, they don't need a repeating over that. You done got that, but still, that's that church, that's what they worshiped in back here. Not far out here. I had it covered with tree limbs. You remember? I think you went to it, didn't you? Poor man. Mm.
Your mother would call your father Mr.
Yeah. And he called my mother Old Um. Old Um.
And what did you call your parents?
I called them. I said my mother.
Ma and Pa.
And your grandparents, how did you call them?
Grandpa.
Yeah, well, what's your now the girl said Mama. I don't know what the boys called it, Mother. I was your mayor, all your sisters said Mama.
Oh, we said Ma and Pa.
And they said Mama, y'all said Pa.
And how about your grandmother?
We called her. She lived. You get right out there. And she'd been dead for years and years. We'd take when we was grand, when we were small, we'd love to go to her home. And it was, if you could, fella could get up the elevator a little bit on back there, you could see the place where she lived. Of course, the house been torn down for years and years and bought back. And we'd be so glad on Sundays we'd ask our mother, and we'd all go to Grandma and she'd hear what she would have. She's always taking watermelon rinds, that's what it's made out of, and making, what do you call it?
Cider.
And it'd make the best eating, whatever you eat, preserve. And we'd be so glad our mother let us go to her house. She'd always fix up all of those things, and when we children come, she knows she's gonna open them up. Oh, she'd open them up. We'd be so happy. Eat that citron preserve, you know, and something else you had, but I don't know.
Yeah, bread, big biscuits about that high.
Yeah.
what did you mostly put on your bread to make it better eaten?
Well, then it's just like it's been with since. Everybody mostly was milking cows. Country's field. Cows, there wasn't no big price at all. But he had
any kind of cow, $50.
Less than that.
Yeah.